This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Bankruptcy no longer looms for General Motors and Chrysler, at least immediately. The White House offered the failing automakers a $17 billion lifeline in emergency loans. While the automakers cheered the development, they're on a short timeline to prove that they can survive. NPR Cheryl Corley reports.
General Motors has been living so close to the edge, it says when it gets its first expected flow of government cash at the end of the month, it will come just in time to pay its suppliers. CEO Rick Wagoner thanked the White House and said the goal now is to reinvent the company.
What we've been through in a very public way here over the last month or month and a half is, I think, focused everybody on the reality of the much more difficult circumstances that we face and the fact that if we don't effectively address them, then the viability of the company is going to be in question.
President Bush tapped into the massive multi-billion dollar loan package that was passed this fall for financial institutions in order to offer $13 billion to GM, $4 billion to Chrysler. Ford Motor Company says it doesn't need federal help. The White House moved on its own after Congress blocked a deal last week. President Bush said he didn't want the country's next president to have to confront the demise of a major American industry in his first days in office. At his news conference, President-elect Barack Obama warned the auto companies to come up with a sustainable plan soon, but also said he's ready to work with them.
My top priority in this administration is going to be to create 2.5 million new jobs. And I want some of those jobs to be in the auto industry. And so my intention is to have my economic team work with auto management, but also the UAW.
He may hear from the United Auto Workers soon. The union calls some of the provisions unfair. The Bush plan attaches a string of conditions to the three-year loans. It orders the UAW to bring wages in line with what foreign automakers pay in the U.S. It seeks elimination of a jobs bank already suspended that allows laid-off workers to get most of their pay for up to 2 years. It calls for limits on executive pay. And if the auto industry can't come up with a viable restructuring plan by March 31st, the government can recall the loans. These aren't binding terms, but the car companies have to explain if they can't meet the targets.
This isn't like a blank check. It's the opposite.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan. He says the plan is good news for the industry and the country.
The American government is finally doing what every other government in this world is doing that has an automobile industry, and that is supporting that industry in these very, very difficult times that were not caused by the auto industry.
But others were dismayed with the loan package, including Senator John McCain and David Bowes, the head of the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank. He says taxpayers will have to bear the brunt of the car industry's bad fortune again if it can't come up with viable plans.
You put $17 billion of taxpayers' money in, and then you can bet that on March 31, people are not only going to say the economy is too weak to allow the automobile industries to fail, but they're going to add another argument. You've already put $17 billion in. If you let them fail now, you're going to lose all that money.
General Motors says it's confident it will be able to meet the government's requirements. And Chrysler, seen as the weakest of the big three Detroit auto companies, says it will move quickly to make significant cost reductions as it struggles to survive. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.